Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Guy Relford, the gun guy. Second Amendment attorney, licensed firearms instructor, sitting in for Hammer. Are you up for a couple of Ask the Gun Guy segments later this hour?
I love those, man. I always have a blast when we do those.
When you fill in, we do a couple of segments where people call in and talk all things, questions, 2A, advice, whatever.
Absolutely.
And we'll do that a little bit after 4:30. This hour.
Absolutely. You know, Allison gets a little bored during the show anyway, so, have her over there answering about 30 phone calls
at
once.
Wake her up.
We provide a little entertainment for our producer, too.
Look, let's talk about Jim Lucas for a second. State Rep Jim Lucas, I think, is 69th District, right?
Yes.
Arrested early Wednesday for DUI and then, leaving the scene of a crash, like a hit and run. Lucas is a guy that's been always willing to come on our show for years.
Oh, yeah.
A bunch of different topics, from 2A to medicinal use of marijuana to anything and everything. Controversies he's had on social media, he would come on and defend himself. We'd push back on him.
Sure.
On some things, but he's never shied away from a fight, a battle. He got the bill signed, the teacher's bill signed,
1177, right? I testified for, provides a standardized curriculum and some funding. If a school board decides to arm teachers, then the state will make sure they're properly trained.
So some success as a representative, although, not as successful on the property tax issue. Got dinged on that. Everybody, the whole legislature.
Republican
Party, sure. But... I know Jim, and I'm just wondering, what your take on the whole thing is. What should happen moving forward? Should he resign? Should he, obviously get help? I obviously get some help.
Well,
you get a DUI, never drink again. That's first and foremost. That's it's over for you for that.
Well, full disclosure, Jim's a good friend of mine. I care a lot about Jim. He's a good person, and he has my unequivocal support, first and foremost. And listen, this is an ongoing investigation, and we'll see what police have to say about it. And I'm sure that there will be repercussions if it turns out that he did what he's accused of doing. But I don't have any other comment other than that he's a dear friend of mine, and like any friend, I love the guy and support him.